WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 651, cloudy and 55 today. Maybe shower here or there.
Yes, Jeremy, you have to earn your way back in.
East End Jeremy is on the phone, has been arguing with us about corned beef and chaos and if he should be coming, what he's doing.
You're not just walking into the back into this thing all willy-nilly after that, what you did ridiculous. After what you did last year.
Ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
I dropped the ball.
It was just a big farce.
We should just forget about it.
We did not drop the ball, and we should not forget about it. You went to Expressions.
Who was in Expressions? Who was supposed to be? Did Expressions even know I was coming?
We knew one of our...
Parking lot for 45 minutes smoking weed.
Okay.
For a phone call.
Here's what happened, you guys. Last year, for Corned Beef for Chaos, Jeremy had lost our football pool bet and was supposed to be in do a lingerie photo shoot at Corned Beef for Chaos on the stage.
It wasn't rigged.
And when he showed up, he was dressed in like rainbow tights and a rainbow wig, and it looked kind of weird.
He looked like a gay macho man, Randy Savage, is what he looked like. He did not come out wearing lingerie.
So the audience booed, and it didn't really pay off the bet.
It was a lingerie shop.
It was a lingerie shop.
I know, and you didn't get any lingerie.
And it was supposed to be a photo shoot, different outfits. You guys had it all set up. Oh, yeah, we're going to have you come into the studio. You can do a photo shoot. We can change you.
That was never going to be the case. The lingerie photo shoot was always happening on stage at Corned Beef and Chaos.
I disagree with you there.
Jeremy, you could disagree with whatever you want. You're wrong. That lingerie photo shoot was always going to be happening on stage at Corned Beef and Chaos.
That's the whole point.
That's the way we sold it for weeks to the audience. That's why when you walked out looking the way you did, the audience booed you and got all disappointed. And that's why I've been disappointed before.
It's not the first time they've been disappointed. You know, I'm just pissed off because you guys were supposed to help me with the picking out the lingerie. You left me on my own,
dude. We were on my own,
at Expressions, by myself in the parking lot, smoking weed. And all I did was go in there and pick out the safest outfit I could. You guys were supposed to be there and say, "Hey, Jeremy, you're wearing this, you're wearing that, you're wearing this." My joke was hanging out at the side. How am I supposed to go on stage with my joke hanging out?
Get a bigger pair of panties. You wouldn't be the first guy that's worn a pair of chicks' underwear that balls didn't fall out of the side. You know what I'm saying?
On stage in front of 2,000 people when they're all drunk throwing bottles at you and caps and you having people throw stuff at me?
I didn't have anybody throw anything at you, did I?
You suggested that people would throw stuff.
Oh yeah, I got in trouble for that too.
I got in trouble for that. So I'm willing to do anything it is because all I want to do is go back to good old East End Jeremy. Ever since then, you've been ragging on me. You've been cutting me short. You know, it's upsetting, man. You know, I tried my best out there. I didn't know everybody was going to be disappointed when I met Macho Man Randy Savage's outfit. You know,
but you just admitted, so you knew it wasn't. You knew you weren't.
Jeremy.
You knew you were not wearing lingerie. You knew that.
I was wearing a lingerie top. I had a top on.
You knew you were not wearing lingerie.
I have a big set of junk, okay? There was nothing there that was keeping my junk in the pants. I can't walk around with my junk hanging out, okay? I got two kids, and I know a lot of people.
You didn't have two kids at that point.
I knew a lot of people. If somebody would took a picture of my junk hanging out on stage, well, come on. I was just playing a little safe.
Wait, one second.
You guys played it. You said this exact same thing. You played that game safe. You played it not to lose. Is that correct?
The whole design of the game.
We're going so far back.
Jeremy, the whole design of the game is to not lose. There was no prize for the winner. There was only punishment for the loser. So the design is to not lose.
And my whole design of the Corned Beef Chaos was for my junk not to hang out of my
Jeremy, you either have to come up with something, or we're going to come up with something for Corned Beef and Chaos. Okay. If you're in and you want to redeem yourself, that's fine. Yeah. If you're not, stay home. I don't care either way.
I'm coming. I'm coming there in full force, too. I got presents. And as long as the hot dog hooker is not pooping on my face, you could really do anything. You know, she could do the buttercup. She could do whatever she wants. She did offer up
a Cleveland steamer if you were interested.
Is there shrink wrap involved? Will my face be wrapped in shrink wrap if she does that?
No, it would just go right on your chest.
Listen, Jeremy. I know, for one, I definitely want you there, but I also know that what we've heard from listeners. I mean, they were not paid off last year. A lot of people were pissed off.
Roger, I got you. But Roger, let me ask
let's
you.
Let's figure it out for this year.
Fine, but
let's
Roger,
figure out how to get you back.
There's a reason you guys didn't do the football pool this year. And Roger, you know, and I know that football pool last year was a crock. You know it, Roger. You know it.
It was not a crock.
It was a crop. And from the beginning, it was a crop. Nobody wanted to do it. You guys
covering very old ground, Jeremy. No,
you know what, Jeremy? Nobody wanted to do it because we were bored with it. You wanted to do it because you wanted to be a part of the show every single week. That's what. You pushed for it, and we let you do it. And then you lost, and you're crying like a bitch.
I'm not crying like
a bitch.
Yes,
you are.
I got out there. All right, we'll see a Columbian Chaos. What do you have in store for me? I'll be prepared.
All right. Probably get some help from. I'm sure listeners have suggestions. We'll try to think up some stuff and we'll let you know.
Suggestions. I would love that. I would prefer a listener's suggestion to be someone with the Scores Girls.
You know what? Jimmy, right. Jimmy on Facebook
Scores
just says,
will be there.
I have a blowtorch I can bring.
That's
a good start.
Hey, what about that paddle that guy had with the rock salt on it?
Don't you worry. Listen, we got this.
A little S&M,
This, we're not going to leave it. Listen, we
got
to go.
Don't you worry, Jeremy.
Goodbye, Joe. We got to go.
Sit down and shut up.
It's 6:57. All right, we'll work out something.
Put a dildo. Here's another one. Put a dildo on his head and call him a unicorn. I'm in. Any other 955-WBAB if anybody else has suggestions. So far, we have dildos and blowtorches.
And S&M. All right. 657, Tettles of Roads.
LIE westbound, lots of traffic, Patchogue Holbrook Road down into 111, and then
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, just after 7 o'clock. We're talking about Corned Beef and Chaos this coming March 13th, a couple Sundays away. Our big St. Patrick's Day party. East End Jeremy last year kind of laid an egg on stage when he was supposed to do a sexy lingerie photo shoot, and it didn't go very well. He wasn't really in anything sexy or lingerie-ish. It was more like a clown costume. And so to pay back the audience and to get back and come to Corned Beef and Chaos this year, how's he going to get back in the good graces of over 2,000 people who were so disappointed? Billy Mack, Private Eye on the line from the New York Pipes and Shields, New York Shields Pipes and Drums. They are coming this year. Billy Mack, you have a suggestion. Go ahead.
The band has certain traditions and regulations we adhere to. And maybe Jeremy could help us out with, one of our inspections.
What do you
Oh, that's right. You guys wear no drawers under the kilts.
That's correct. And somebody, Jeremy could be forced to check to make sure that none of us are violating and that we're all regimental.
Oh, so when you guys go out to play, especially with your newer guys, you got to make sure they're not wearing underwear. And so somebody has to check, huh?
Yep.
That's interesting.
You know what we could do is get like a mechanic's creeper and have Jeremy lay on it, and then we'll just spread our legs and he could use the creeper and go underneath
him. He can creep underneath and look up your guys' kilts.
I think it's a start. You know what would be great? If you guys all squatted down and we rolled them underneath you. You know how like when you used to have a baseball card and your spokes?
Yep.
All your nuts can be going right across his chin. All right, we got to go.
Thanks, Billy.
Bye.
Well, there's idea number one.
Mm. And I think they should all have to go for a nice jog first.
Oh. Sweaty inspection. All right, there's an idea. You have any ideas? 955-WBAB. It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP.
I don't know where I'm going.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 708. Planning for our Corned Beef and Chaos Party, March 13th, going on, just a couple Sundays away. We hope to see you guys there. Details, WBAB.com. East End Jeremy did not pay off the crowd at Corned Beef and Chaos last year. Was not in very sexy lingerie, or lingerie for that matter. So looking for a way to him to pay the crowd off and get back in the good graces of thousands of people at Corned Beef and Chaos. He's been to a steak night. He's been a big part of Manuary. Joe, you're a good part of the show. Ideas for East End Jeremy. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. It's Joe. I got an idea for Jeremy. How about we put him in the lingerie that he was supposed to wear last year? Tie one hand behind his back and let him hot oil wrestle some of these crazy Ukrainian strippers from Scores.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun on his end.
Yeah.
Because you have these girls start ripping off his clothes and be butt naked by the time it's over.
All right, Joe, you're thinking.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. All right, Joe incorporating Scores Girls into the East End Jeremy, in quotes, punishment.
Anybody else?
Or make good.
Anybody else think this big package he's supposedly swinging isn't going to live up to expectations if that happens?
He did just kind of go by when he mentioned it before.
He says
the way
he
described it, it sounds huge. It wouldn't have stayed in the panties, he says.
I don't think he's...
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever.
All right, more ideas, 955-WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Roger and JP, it's 7:13, cloudy, maybe a shower here or there, high of 55 today. So Corned Beef for Chaos is coming up the 13th. We're trying to figure out, maybe you want to help us, 955-WBAB, figure out how Ethan and Jeremy can really pay the audience back, the thousands of people last year who were disappointed in his sexy lingerie shoot, which wasn't so sexy and wasn't a lingerie shoot. So ideas are coming in. Lou is on the line. He's a veteran of Manuary, has done a steak night or two with us over the years. Lou, you got a suggestion for Jeremy? Go ahead.
JP, a little twist on your Brazilian. You have Jeremy lay down, the crowd gathers, you hand him a pair of tweezers, $5 to pull a hair, and the money goes to Wounded Warriors. You think better of a guy.
$5 per pube.
Not pube, like his chest or whatever it is.
Anywhere they want. Put a point value. If they want to do the chest, it's $5. If they want to do a pube, it's $10.
What if we had I'll call the girl Christina that did my Brazilian. She could just wax him up, and then people can pay for the opportunity to pull the tape off.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Charity angles are always good,
right?
And who doesn't want to help a vet?
He's a big veteran guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll help the vets.
Another good idea. All right, thanks, Lou.
I like that one. You know me; I'm a big fan.
Something.
I'm a big fan of pain.
Also, who brought up the S&M angle? The people with... Oh, even Jeremy brought up the S&M angle when he was on the phone. I was surprised about that.
The paddle guy, yeah.
Because
that's what he likes.
That was interesting. Yeah, that's probably, true. He'd probably just like it.
Yeah. We can't let him have any part of the decision part because he's going to tell us something he wants. Exactly.
No, we're just... All right. Well, we'll see. He's going to be on stage, and it's going to be part of Corned Beef for Chaos. Will he be on stage to pay you guys off after last year's debacle? We'll see. Get the details for Corned Beef for Chaos at WBAB.com. We hope to see you there. Dr. Dirty definitely will be there. We'll definitely be there. Dollar two beers and the whole thing. Meanwhile, we'll keep taking ideas for you, Stan Jeremy. 7:15. Ted's got to get to the roads.
Meadowbrook Parkway.